This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. It's T-Day across Texas, and that stands for travel. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports on the busiest day for travelers headed out for Thanksgiving.
The bags are packed, the car is loaded, the tank is full, and Texans are hitting the road for Thanksgiving. But before you head out, TxDOT's Danny Perez has a quick recommendation for you.
The biggest thing for us is to plan ahead and know before you go and make sure your vehicle is well maintained. People that get on the roadway, sometimes they just put the keys in the car and they get on the road.
And Perez reminds us safety is your number one priority when traveling, so make sure everyone is buckled up and drive defensively. Alexandra?
News 88.7's Tom Perumian reporting live. The reliability of the Texas power grid could be shaken by the rapid expansion of data centers in the state. That's according to a new study. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has more.
Texas has become a hotspot for data center growth. They use a lot of electricity, so much so that higher demand during the winter could lead to blackouts during freezing temperatures, according to a new study. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation has analyzed the Texas grid and is warning that data centers' round-the-clock energy consumption is making it difficult to sustain sufficient electricity supply under extreme demand conditions during freezing temperatures like the winter storm in February 2021. The main problem during that storm was the freezing of natural gas lines. According to the report, that vulnerability remains due to lack of consistent standards for natural gas infrastructure protections. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
As Thanksgiving approaches, the Eastland family in the Texas Hill Country is grieving. The family owns Camp Mystic, the Christian summer camp where 27 campers and counselors were swept away, along with Dick Eastland, the camp's director. Attorney Michael Watts is defending the camp as it faces multiple wrongful death lawsuits. He says Tweety Eastland, Dick's wife, faces immense grief.
She has never known another man. They became romantically involved when she was 16. First boyfriend, first girlfriend. Went to college together, fell in love, got married, and moved here to Camp Mystic. Dick Eastland is all that Tweety has ever known. And so to lose him in such a horrific fashion, as he was doing what only Dick would do, and that is give his own life to save girls, is tough.
The families of the campers and counselors are also approaching their first holiday season without their girls. We hear from one of those families coming up at 6:38. The National Weather Service has confirmed that two tornadoes touched down in northwest Harris County on Monday afternoon. The first was an EF1 twister near Riata Ranch around 1:20, the other in the Klein area shortly after, touching down around 1:40. That one classified as an EF2. Many homes and businesses sustained damage, though no injuries were reported. It's 61 degrees on the University of Houston campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.